You're muted.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Damn it.
My microphone is now doing this weird thing where it just mutes itself randomly every so often. And I have to play this little game where if my microphone turns bright red, I have to, oh, right, you've muted yourself. And I have to unmute it. I actually looked into that, and it was just like an anti-black thing that was just making fun of their accent. And
yeah.
I had a feeling.
It's a different version of didn't nothing in that.
Yeah. Didn't do nothing or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
And yeah, there was like anti-Semitic stuff on here. There was like 6 million wasn't enough. I don't know what they had. They had like a canister with them and it said like Jew gas.
Yep, Jew gas.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Right, yeah. The canisters they used in the Holocaust. Yeah.
But it had like burn Israel, nuke Israel, destroy Israel, and then like also nuke India. So there's some anti-Indian stuff on there. Kaczynski was mentioned.
It's a smorgasbord of any group you hate. He mentioned it here, so you can insert. I'm sorry, they. So you can insert them into any group you want to, basically.
There was also a lot of heavily ironic stuff on here. So Skibidi was written on here, which, like, if we have listeners who are over the age of 12 may not know what that is, but it is just kind of like a ironic Zoomer thing. It was like a web series, but
yeah,
it's kind of just used as like a...
And it's still kind of like big. I'd say it's still kind of big with Gen Alpha, so...
He was also... Or they were also on, like, incredibly, like... Like Nazi, like hard right, like accelerationist, like forum, like that has Skibidi in the name. So like it is kind of used, even though it's just like a kind of random word. Like some far right circles do use it in that way.
And real quick, can you remind me what accelerationism is? Because I've seen it mentioned a couple times, but I'm blanking on it.
It's basically kind of like you, like. Are trying to excel like the decline. You're not exactly. I mean, there's left wing accelerationists and right wing accelerationists.
Yeah, you're trying to bring about the civil war that will lead to the revolution that will lead to you, that will lead to your side winning and running everything.
Some of these guys essentially think, or people in general, just like not even just civil war. Like we're bringing about race war. We're bringing about. Whatever their kind of thing is that they obsess about, this will be the thing that wakes everybody up to the Jews if we kill a bunch of Jews or something. So kind of like, excelling the decline.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically the idea is that the mainstream is trying to keep things like contained and we're in this like slow decline and the accelerationist is like, screw that. Let's just break it. Let's just break the thing and have the remake. Which is obviously going to end up with me coming out on top.
Yeah.
Reminds
me of the Bernie bros in 2016 who are like, fuck it, we're going to vote for Trump just so that the world can explode and we can rebuild it as a paradise in our own image.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's like Nazis that do the same thing. They're like, we'll vote for the Democrat because we think society will get worse for right-wingers and they'll finally see the light, essentially, that we need to go more hard right.
Yeah.
And honestly, too, this is a pretty common ideology in Silicon Valley. They call it more like effective accelerationism, where they, like, a lot of people that kind of adhere to this ideology think, like, we need to, yes, technology will lead to the earth burning, and lots of people will be without homes and jobs, but this is worth it. And if we just kind of push through this hard time, we will... essentially have paradise after all of this. And like, it's worth it to burn the earth because like, we'll be on top. So who cares?
Yeah. That's always the payoff of all of this is that we will win the revolution. This is what the Boogaloo boys are all about. Cause that's what the Boogaloo is. It's Electric Boogaloo, meaning part two, which means a second civil war. And that's,
I'm not even necessarily calling this shooter yesterday an accelerationist because like these circles that they clearly occupied online, people have probably heard of Telegram where I see a lot of elements of that in here where It's like people that revere shooters, mass shooters, terrorists, and they essentially like turn them into these saints and do, it's kind of like mass shooter fandom or mass terrorism fandom, neo-Nazi terror fandom. And like there's, you know, people in these movements that sometimes are like, I also want to be like memorialized like this. There's other groups that like you'll see this kind of like heavy irony mixed with like Nazism and like praise of mass terrorism, like the 764 cult and like the comm stuff. So I'm sure there'll be more coming out about this person's online footprint, and like maybe some of these circles that they occupied, because like it's just a common theme that we keep seeing with a lot of these shooters. Like they sort of reference one another, like I said, the guns filled with references of other mass shooters and like neo-Nazi terrorists, and like that is a common theme. Like their manifestos will often do this. So yeah. A couple other ironic things that I just have to mention that were written on the gun was I saw people trying to figure out what this was, like the 666 plus 79,419. It's boobs. Like on the calculator, when you type it out, it's boobs. And then there was like sponsored by BlackRock written on there, which I'm sure has led to some conspiracies. Yeah, that was just like some of the things. Oh, and then I saw libs of TikTok and some of the people that are absolutely like, all right, we need to genocide trans people now. Pointing that part of the gun said, I'm the woker baby, why so querious? Which is just like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's,
like,
that's just a reference to the Joker. It's not a, I'm trans and that's why I'm killing people. And also the guns had tons of anti-LGBTQ plus stuff on them. So it wasn't like they weren't doing it for the gays. They weren't committing this shooting for their team. They were doing this shooting because they were a nihilist who was like into murderous ideation. It was just like, I will become a hero like the other mass shooters.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is that they were very clearly like severely depressed, which is another theme that's obviously common amongst them. Just like a disregard for human life, which is why they are fine attacking children. Like disregard for their own life. Like there's obviously so much more here, and like so much of the conversation right now is just like, they were trans and we need to ban trans people. Cause honestly, like, that's kind of the main thing I've seen. Laura Loomer's been claiming that the shooter's Muslim, which is like not even remotely accurate, but they had mashallah written on one part of the gun. So they're just like, oh, they were a Muslim, which is just like, that's also like, even though it is like a word, you know, in Arabic, like it's also kind of an online meme just to say that. But yeah, it's just like, everybody right now is just like analyzing the gun and being like, here's the person, the group I hate, and here's why they were responsible and why I'm going to shit on them.
Yeah. Also, I'm seeing a lot of people online talking about 764 as like this online like murder cult.
Yeah, so, like, as far as I can tell, they weren't involved, like, so far. There may be evidence later. Are you familiar with 764?
I've basically just seen people going out talking about how 764 and other groups are inspiring kids to do this, and it's, like, stochastic terrorism, and these kind of groups need to be, like, watched more about, because they lead to this kind of stuff.
This is the group that was kind of making inroads on Roblox, which I think you may have heard about, Eric.
I've heard of 764, yeah, but I don't really know anything about them.
Yeah, it's more like a network kind of Discords. Like, it started as this 764, but like there's multiple like you've also probably heard of like the Calm, but it is like essentially a network of people who are grooming, like they go in spaces online like Roblox or ED forums or like, yeah, like incel forums, like Nazi forums, where there are obviously a lot of depressed teenagers hanging out and children, and they groom them into essentially making content for these groups that is like self-harm content, but to like, yeah, it's like grooming children to like hurt themselves and hurt others. There are like quite a lot of interesting stories about like, yeah, people who essentially like killed themselves on like screen for this cult, or kids that, the thing too is that like, it's people recruiting kids, and then often, or not often, but sometimes like the kids will then like become perpetrators themselves. So it is like this incredibly twisted online dark network. And the stuff with Roblox is interesting because the CEO is actually catching hella smoke right now from like the gaming community, because gamers have caught wind of like the 764 and the grooming stuff that has happened on Roblox. And like a lot of gamers have covered it, like Moist Critical types and like, you know, just like YouTube guys. Because the CEO of Roblox was like, well, I don't want my company to be associated with that, so I'm just like not going to address it or comment on any of that. And it's like, well, it's a thing that's happening on your platform, so now everybody fucking hates you guys. Yeah. So
yeah, burying your head in the sand is not going to help anybody.
Especially when it's like just nihilistic terror, death cult grooming children.
Yeah,
like, bro, you gotta,
that's terrifying. Yeah.
So yeah, there may be updates on this, but so far that's kind of the info we know. Yeah.
It's not enough that I gotta worry that some groomer is in my son's, you know, server. Now I gotta worry about this shit too.
No, literally, I don't know how anybody's a parent, and you're braver than the troops, Eric. What else has been happening this week? Anything?
Oh,
I know that there's like happenings at the CDC, but I literally don't know any of the details.
Well, right now there's a mass walkout at the CDC that's happening that's not really being reported by the media. And I get what these people are doing, but at the same time, this isn't the before times. This is the nut government times. And if you and your other highly educated people decide to walk out, the media just isn't going to care. And RFK Jr. and Trump are just going to replace you with more nuts. So it's just this thing where it's like, man, I wish that there was a better way to handle this, but it's like, stay in your job until you get fired. Cause otherwise you're just going to let crazy people continue to take over the asylum.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I get the wanting to take a moral stand and, you know, living up to your principles and that, it's like the problem is you walk out and they're going to replace you with some nut job who thinks that ivermectin cures, hangnails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, other RFK news that I did see this week, I saw that they were going to, in September, they're going to make an announcement officially what causes autism.
That was what RFK said. RFK said that by September he will be able to tell everybody what causes autism, and I will be amazed if it is not vaccines.
They're going to say vaccines. Yeah.
But not MMR because he decided that one's okay, possibly.
Yeah, and I saw they just put restrictions on the next wave of COVID vaccines. Like, there's like age restrictions on them now.
Yeah. Unless you have some like underlying condition that puts you at a really high risk.
Yeah.
I looked it up, and basically if you go to a doctor, you'll be able to get a vaccine. But that's the problem, is that you have to make a doctor's appointment now. You just can't go to CVS and get the shot.
Right. You have to go to Walgreens.
You can't just run to Walgreens. You have to go to your doctor and be like, yo, doctor, give me a fucking excuse for the COVID vaccine. And your doctor will be like, one excuse coming right up. And you're like, thanks. I needed that.
Amazing.
I mean,
that's great.
Yeah. I mean, I have asthma and that was the first thing I saw on the list. So, you know, I'm okay, but
right.
Other people are going to have to struggle a bit.
Oh, all Americans are overweight. So boom, obesity. Boom, give me the shot. Thank you.